Moscow has condemned the, quote, bellicose and anti-Russian nature of the new U.S. nuclear policy that calls for developing new, smaller nukes. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed deep concern about the strategy, calling it confrontational. He warned that his country will take necessary measures to ensure Russia's security. China's defense minister has also slammed the U.S. for portraying Beijing as a potential nuclear adversary in its nuclear strategy review. The Pentagon released a document on Friday. It contains plans to revamp U.S. nuclear arsenal to diversify its options against potential enemies. In the summary of the nuclear review, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis named China and North Korea as potential threats. He also noted that the focus of the program will be on countering Russia's nuclear activities. Now let's go to San Diego. We have political commentator and activist Craig Galzetti joining us. Good to have you with us, Craig. This new U.S. nuclear policy, Russia is calling it confrontational, and Mattis says the focus is to counter Russia's nuclear activities. What is your evaluation?
At first glance, the new American policy seems somewhat insane. It's furthering development and deployment of smaller nuclear weapons with verbiage defining these smaller nuclear weapons as deterrent, which how more nuclear weapons, particularly nuclear weapons that are designed to be used on battlefields in smaller scale wars, is somehow a deterrent. I don't quite understand it. I think this has everything to do with what's been American policy for the better half of the 20th century into the 21st century, and that is to attempt to establish the nuclear arsenal as an element of American foreign policy. The United States is the only country in the world that publicly states that nuclear weapons will be used first in instances where, quote, American national security and vital interests of her and her allies are at risk. No other country has this policy. The Russians historically have always had a no first use policy that has been amended slightly to be if the state itself was under existential threat, they would consider using nuclear weapons. However, the United States is continuing in a long line of a policy that just has nuclear weapons as an element to bully other countries. It's interesting to see this document talk about how the world has moved backwards into a great powers style worldview. It's as if Trump is trying to channel Otto von Bismarck and Metternich under the guise of furthering America's nuclear arsenal. It's absurd, and the Russians, the Chinese, and every other country have the absolute right to be threatened by this verbiage.
All right, I appreciate your comments and insight. Political commentator and activist Craig Galzetti joining me from San Diego.